Hello, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, and this is Think Smart with TMFG. Mike, it is Mental Health Awareness Month in the month of May. I thought it might be interesting today to have a discussion about some of the things that you and I notice as financial advisors when clients start to go through different stages of their life as they age. What's your experience been in getting to see clients going from, you know, pretty vibrant in their 50s and 60s, and then suddenly things start to change maybe in their 70s or 80s?
Well, one of the most interesting parts about it is when you meet with a client, the family has a different perspective than we do. And the reason is that the family sees a client, their family member, their mom or dad, basically on a daily basis or a weekly basis. We can go somewhere between 3 and 6 months sometimes without seeing a client. So if there's any changes in their situation, they become very apparent in a meeting. And when you look at, if you ever read into Alzheimer's and what's involved in it, there's a bunch of signs that would signal that Alzheimer's is starting to take effect or dementia. Quite a few of them will show up in meetings. One major one, lack of memory. That becomes very apparent when you begin to talk about things you discussed last time, and they don't really remember any of it. A second major thing is trouble dealing with numbers. So when you start to get numbers and amounts, I find people get maybe 10,000 mixed up with 100,000. That idea of numbers begins to start to slip away on them a bit. And then making decisions becomes very difficult. So even a small decision, you'd usually say, let's move some money to your tax-free savings account in a portfolio. It would be a very simple decision for most people. All of a sudden, it becomes a big decision. And those are some signs that something isn't functioning the same way as it used to.
You know, it reminds me of, you know, when you look in the mirror, you don't notice yourself changing day to day. But if you look at a picture of yourself a year ago, you quite likely look dramatically different. And I find it's the exact same with clients. I haven't seen someone for 4 months, sometimes 6 months. And the minute I walk into the reception area, I know things are different. And sure enough, once you get into that meeting, you start to discover that some things have changed. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, trouble with numbers. Even just reviewing the previous meeting notes, sometimes they don't remember the previous meeting, even though you've got the notes, and they may question them. I don't remember agreeing to that, and things like that. It's a very interesting change, and it's hard to deal with.
Yeah, it can become very noticeable. I remember at one point in time, we had one client, and she was one of our most aware clients. And she was in her late 80s and she was phenomenal. And she'd come into every meeting and she was the quickest person. We always commented on how quick she was because she knew every number. She had spreadsheets on every adjusted cost base of every stock and everything she owned. And all of a sudden, one meeting she came in and she was very jumbled. And I remember at that time we called her son because we were a bit worried just to check out on that. And following that, he brought her to the doctor. It turned out she had a brain tumor. And, you know, they found that out through some experience that she had dealing with numbers. They were noticing a bit, but as soon as we noticed it and called them, it made it pretty clear there was an issue.
So we're going through some interesting times in this world. And, you know, with all the isolation that everyone's had to do, it's pretty obvious that mental health issues are going to come to the forefront, especially in difficult times like this. Have you noticed any behavior change in any clients in the last 2 months?
Well, I find if you're paranoid before, this is going to bring it out to the forefront, right? So we had a lot of people who might have been, it's not mental illness, but there's people who are pessimistic and people who are optimistic. And optimistic people are doing very well. the people who have pessimism as one of their main traits are having a lot of trouble dealing with this time.
It's tough to get them onto the other side. That's for sure. That's what I noticed, definitely.
Any sign of depression or anything like that is going to be really exposed.
I think this is where having two people in a meeting helps. So if you have a spouse that's still alive, have them have both parties in the meeting. If you don't have a spouse, an adult child or a friend can be really helpful so that there's two people involved in the meeting. You know, they talk a lot about how the brain only picks up a certain percentage of what's told to them. By having two people, it really helps. I especially find that in just even meeting reviews, one spouse will remember the entire meeting, whereas the other spouse may only remember half of what we discussed in the previous meeting. And so you start having to go through things again and again. And it's difficult. It's difficult for them. I'm sure they're struggling and frustrated. And it's difficult for the advisor as well.
Yeah, we've talked about family meetings in the past. Family meetings are one of the best things you can do once you start getting over 70 years old to get the family involved where you've discussed all situations, you've discussed what you want to happen if you start to lose some of your mental facilities is very important.
We have struggled as advisors with some clients, not with all, probably just a small percentage, maybe 10, 20%. Into keeping wills and powers of attorney and things like that up to date. And then something like this virus comes along and, you know, random individuals can be infected and they hopefully survive, but sometimes they don't. We've found out we're up to 5 different clients that have had COVID to this point. Luckily, all of them have lived through it. But when you don't have some of those necessary documents in place, it can be a tricky thing if suddenly you're in hospital and can't make decisions. Tell me, you went through some difficult times with your dad. What happened there?
So one important thing that everyone should know is it's not that easy to get someone diagnosed as no longer being capable of dealing with their own finances. So you have to go to their doctor. You have to have a capacity specialist come in to do that. And it's a big deal. And we don't tell people to run out and do it because once that capacity has been put in question, the person can no longer make any adjustments to their wills. They can no longer make any adjustments to their power of attorney. And they can no longer make any adjustments to beneficiaries on any of their registered accounts or insurance policies. So there's a big consequence actually making that step. But at a certain point with my dad, when he was 90 at the time, I went through and decided it was time where we had to go and deal with this and have capacity addressed. And it was funny at the time, people don't ever want this to be done. So you have to sort of surprise them on it because no one wants to have their mental capacity tested. So you bring in a person that's there to test him. You generally don't tell them what the person's there for. And they go and start to ask you a bunch of questions. And at the time, it was pretty funny because I know my dad saw it coming. As soon as we brought someone new in to talk to him, he knew that there was something going on. And she went through all the questions. I'd never seen my dad so sharp in his life. She said, what do you have on breakfast? And he gave a whole list of his eggs and everything he had on them, how much salt he put on them. He told them what it was because of what day of the week it was. They asked him who the president was. He joked about that idiot from New York and talked about Trump and went on that. He was doing really good through all the questions. And then she asked, who helps you with your finances? And he pointed and said, my son over there. And then she said, what's his name? And for 5 minutes, there's not a chance he could come up with my name. And all of a sudden, she realized that was the problem. And the funny thing is when the lady left the room, turned to my wife and said, I didn't do very good on that, did I? She goes, no, Charlie, you did okay. And he said, he turned up to her and said, what's Michael's name anyway? So he knew my name. He just didn't understand the question.
Oh, that's interesting.
But, Yeah, that I mean, you have to go through it at a certain stage, and you know, everyone should be prepared for this or to deal with this for their family.
Well, I think it, you know, we have all these things. It's whatever month. This is an important one, and I think it couldn't have come at a more important time. We as a population are learning so much more about mental health and the role it plays and the things that people can do to do their best to keep it at bay, whether it's, you know, things like yoga, walking, exercise, meditation. There's all kinds of things that can help. And even consulting a professional, all those things are extremely important. You know, I have family members that consult professionals regularly on this type of thing, and it keeps them grounded. It's good. I think that's pretty good for today. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart with TMFG from the McClellan Financial Group of Acasante Capital Management.
You have been listening to McClellan Financial Group of Acasante Capital Management Limited. Acasante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Acasante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources. However, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.